Now, more of That Is Good to Know. Continuing with today's program, here's Jeff Stanislow.
Hey, Tampa. This is Jeff Stanislow, your host of That Is Good to Know. Welcome to our show and another episode of That Is Good to Know. We are bringing you some of the great information, tips, and tidbits from lots of different venues in regards to areas of expertise, professionals. We've done lawyers, we've done accountants, we've done marketers, we've done collectors and people that are interested in things. So we're looking for you. If you got an interesting story to tell or something that is good to know, feel free to reach out to That Is Good to Know. You can email me, jeff@stanislow.com. That's my personal email address, jeff@stanislow.com. Real simple. If you got something to share that you think our Tampa area would like to know. This is Jeff Stanislow, your host of That Is Good to Know. And thanks again for joining us, Tampa, this weekend. First weekend in August 2024. Kind of wanted to run down some news for you to start off our episode. So CBIZ and Marcum are going to merge to create a top Tampa Bay accounting firm. You know, Tampa Bay Business Journal reports this week. Interesting fact that this is an area that's continuing to grow in the professional services. Now we're looking to bring on another player in regards to the marketplace, and the transaction is the largest and most significant acquisition in history for the Cleveland-based CBIZ, it says. Rob Bates, the senior managing director of CBIZ, is in charge of the Tampa Bay practice and will be leading up the charge for that. Probably look for more information for that to come in the here very near future. Up next, let's take a look at another business opportunity that is going in Tampa that I think you might want to know of. And again, That Is Good to Know. This is your host, Jeff Stanislow. If you have something that you want to share or it's good to know, feel free to reach out, jeff@stanislow.com. You can also go to www.thatisgoodtoknow.com and check out all of our episodes and great information that we produced closing in on 1 year now in the Tampa Bay area, providing this great content on this great radio show with our great supporters here on AM 1040 in Tampa, making it happen. We appreciate them coming out there on the also. Don't forget to listen to 850, the WHBO, the Big 8, and here in Tampa, the sister station to the show. We're going to hop into the next business story now. Keep in mind that this story is one that's been evolving for many, many years, and that's the new stadium for the Tampa Bay Rays. Now they have an incredibly ambitious timeline for the new stadium. And they're looking to break ground here sometime in the first few weeks of 2025. Lots of government approvals that need to happen. And they've been, working on all the relationships and the planning with engineers, construction firms, and stadium designers for almost 15 years. So it looks like it's finally getting green lighted and it's going to happen. Everybody's on board. Mayor Ken Walsh is ready for the next stage. They got to figure out with bonds and insurances and, permitting and all that stuff. But they look like it's about 30% complete there. And I think they plan on spending about $1.3 billion in the St. Pete area for the next Rays stadium. This is one that, has had controversy over the last decade or so, about where to put it, who's going to be a part of it. I mean, there's threat for the Rays to actually leave the Tampa Bay area. I'm sure you've probably seen it, heard it for a long time, but it's actually becoming into reality. Looks like they're going to plan about 30,000 fans, which is supposed to be in the Gaslight District and surrounded by, other wonderful things, including developments and apartments, new housing and entertainment, a specialty venue with 4,000 to 6,000 seats. There's going to be an African-American museum that's tagged in it. And, it should be quite a development integrated into the Gasworks area of St. Pete. Now, while one of the things that they said is going to be accelerated because they're pushing, they got the forward momentum, you know, and with that forward momentum, everybody wants to get going and get shovels in the ground. Once that happens, you know, we're going to have a new stadium. Probably, you know, I think anticipation is 28-29 season for that, you know, possibly 27. But, you know, stay tuned. More great information from the Rays, but they keep on doing some magical things over that. And let's talk a little bit of the sports about some of the recent transactions within the Rays here momentarily. Hey, Tampa, Jeff Stanislow, coming back at you here again once with That Is Good to Know. Thanks for joining the show. Again, we appreciate our support of all you listeners out there in the Tampa Bay area. Picking up where we left off talking about the Rays and the baseball stadium, we would be, I guess, you know, not doing a service if we didn't talk about the big trades. Main one, Randy Arozona, it was traded to the Marlins, to the Mariners, and first of, you know, kind of four massive trades to be pulled off the deadline. Handful of Rays were kept in the rumor chills, survived the weekend's deadline and the stress. You know, Randy was an amazing team. As a matter of fact, what a stand-up guy. He actually, after the trade was announced, went to the game with his family to watch his Rays, you know, move on and, you know, just sit there and enjoy the show, which is, you know, kind of a testament to himself. The Rays also acquired Carlson, and that's Dylan Carlson from the St. Louis in exchange for reliever Sean Armstrong. Dealt reliever Tyler Zuber to the Mets for a minor league right-hander, Paul Gervasi. So lots of things going on with the Rays. They continue to battle hard, and this team has just been amazing over the last, you know, decade or so of creating, you know, very viable teams that can compete in the market, especially with their caps and their budgets that they put forth and what have you. Just an amazing testament to the ownership, management, staff, and what have you. I think they may go long-term plan once they get this stadium out, because this kind of being the best farm club in the Major League Baseball, it has to go. They have to start, you know, putting up some consistency, putting up the numbers, and to fill that ballpark and make it happen. And you know, instead of getting a lot with the players they have and doing a lot of trades, transitions, and what have you, I think you're going to start seeing them shift to, you know, building youth and keeping the talent and keeping the talent and signed on for a longer time to come and really make, you know, a run at World Series, you know, World Series fame. Anyways, we'll be right back. This is Jeff Stanislow, your host of That Is Good to Know. Again, thanks for tuning in, Tampa, for all Tampa, all things good to know. We'll be right back with you. And just want to let you know, we appreciate all you listening here on AM 1040. This segment has been brought to you by our friends at Faithful Delivery Services. Dan Austin, just Google Faithful Delivery Services. If you need something sent to you or delivered to you or picked up for you in the Tampa Bay area, let Dan know that you listen to the show here at That Is Good to Know. And Faithful Delivery Services will make it happen same or next day. Or if you need to schedule something on a daily basis, weekly basis, give Dan Austin a call at Faithful Delivery Services and he can help you out. We also have his link on our website, www.thatisgoodtoknow.com. www.thatisgoodtoknow.com if you want to reach out to Dan there as well. Up next, taking a look at some, I guess, healthcare and education. USF opens the Tanasia College of Pharmacy in downtown Tampa. So this Tanasia has been, you know, significant in the area. You have the Advent partnership of the Tanasia wing at the main campus at Advent Health on Bruce B. Downs there, and making a significant amount of contributions. into the marketplace. And this was a $10 million donation that, you know, Jigal and Manju Taneja made forward. And it's, you know, they're making an impact. So the College of Pharmacy has officially opened at the end of July here. So the founding dean, Kevin Sneed, said the new place is amazing in the downtown area and play a key role in allowing the university to build the best pharmaceutical clinicians in the country. You know, what an amazing area that they're building down there, you know, over by Amalie Arena and Sparkman's Wharf. And, you know, that area is just incredible. And this USF commitment, and not only this Taneja for the pharmacy center, but their commitment downtown is helping revitalize that whole area and making things a significant opportunity. We'll be right back with you in more news. In other related news in the education area in the Tampa, University of Tampa's new president is really wants to focus on elevating its impact here in the Tampa Bay area. Teresa Abi Nader Dahlberg is at the helm of the university for just over a month, and she's been meeting with local community and business leaders, probably trying to get, you know, their input on the direction of the organization and the university and where it needs to be and what it can do to, you know, support others, collaborate, and, you know, get supported by these other organizations. They're really looking to build the talent of the university, and having a lot of people stay here within the university. A lot of times UT, you know, puts out amazing talent, and, you know, they tend to, you know, look at other areas, you know, other regions to move to. And part of the initiative is going to have them stay here. So just, you know, UT has about 11,000 students and 200 programs, academic programs to study. And it's looking to make a major impact by, you know, dramatically increasing the percentage of graduation in 4 years, ensuring national recruiters, you know, get the attention from UT grads to get them placed as part of an important policy. She's working on a great development plan, and the goal is to get the community connected and passionate about the work that they have underway. She says, quote, "I've been having conversations with the leadership, and it's clear they love us, but when they ask why, they're really not sure and admit they'd like to know more about what they're doing here in the community." I guess that was a paraphrase, not necessarily a quote. But she is looking to make some more splashes and opportunities to present some innovative plans here in the next couple months with the strategy. It's one thing to say, I want to make an impact. After these meetings, you have to come to market with the plans and create a strategy. And we could probably see that from the university here this fall. Again, thanks, Tampa. This is Jeff Stanislaw, your host of That Is Good to Know, sharing some great information about what's going on in the Tampa marketplace, just spending some time with you today myself. Wanted to talk with you a little bit about the real estate market and, you know, one interesting article, and that the luxury home prices are still continuing to rise. New luxury home prices hit a high. More starter homes now. Starter homes cost $1 million in the Tampa Bay area. This is crazy. Tampa Bay Journal reported earlier this week that the segment has been bucking down some trends here, bucking the trends in the Tampa Bay area of softening. The Browning housing market, you know, continues to surge in certain areas. In fact, luxury homes hit a new high in the second quarter this year. Typically, the category selling for $1.18 million is an 8.8% increase for the same quarter last year, according to Redfin. So they define luxury homes as those estimated to be in the top 5% of their respected metro areas. And, you know, a luxury home are estimated to be in the 35th to 65th percentile based on market value. So it's interesting, you know, everybody's keeping on waiting, you know, thinking interest rates might soften the market. I think, you know, just the it's but all about supply and demand. You know, there's a limited supply of these luxury homes and the demand is still strong. Now, one of the things that the Tampa Bay market has that a lot of other market doesn't, it has a lot of international buyers. It has a lot of, you know, people coming out of Florida looking to buy. So it is not so much, you know, one neighborhood to another neighborhood inside the Tampa Bay market. You know, even, you know, one section of the state to the other section of the state that you got to compete with. It is an international global market that, you know, is creates the competition, creates the demand in the Tampa Bay market. I had the pleasure of, you know, talking with several agents in the area and they don't see it slowing down. They're seeing it continuing to be strong, bucking the trends. Now, interest rates obviously has made it more difficult probably for, you know, regular entry-level homes, you know, or, you know, business transactions. But a lot of the people in the luxury market, they are, you know, buying with cash, you know, selling, you know, their other homes in other markets and, you know, making the move. So this spring, 43.7% of luxury homes sold were purchased in an all cash offer. So that's kind of supporting what I was talking about in the marketplace. You have a lot of tremendous growth in the wealth for the upper income distribution going on. And so, you know, luxury homes being somewhat insulated, you know, by financing and affordability, as mentioned, the interest rate doesn't impact them as much. When you have almost half of your marketplace paying cash for it, you know, they're the only other half, it's 50% that, you know, needs finance, doesn't even need financing. So it makes a big difference, but, you know, lots of great, wonderful things. And it's good news. I mean, it, in a lot of ways for the Tampa Bay market, that it's staying strong, but also does make it, you know, more challenging for the people that are looking to kind of make, you know, a little upward or lateral move, you know, in the market themselves. That competition is there and ready to go. This is Jeff Stanislaw, your host of That Is Good to Know. If you have something you want to share, talk about for yourself or your business that you think our listeners would like to know, just give me an email. Jeff@stanislaw.com is my email. Create a subject, say, hey, I got something that's good to know, and let me know what you want to talk about. Hold on 1 second. We'll be right back. Tampa Bay, if you're looking for delivery services in the area, same or next day, hook up with our friend Dan Austin at Faithful Delivery Services. He will make it happen for you. Simply just Google Faithful Delivery Services and ask for Dan when you give him a call. He's a great fan of the show and a proud supporter, and we appreciate that from him. Kind of tapping off a little bit more on the real estate market is an interesting article that was in the journal talking about local governments and, you know, property tax assessments. You know, taxes are surging, but, you know, certain owners are getting hit harder. Local governments are trying to figure out how their revenues impacted, especially with the post-pandemic changes. You know, property taxes are under a microscope at most offices. You know, with the dynamic real estate values and home values rising so fast and shifting so fast, you know, housing affordability concerns to, you know, I'd be fueling questions about local market properties and tax burdens that would impact residents of a, you know, community. You know, property limits are, our disputes are on the rise. You know, people are standing up and saying, you know, that, arguing against their tax assessments and, you know, trying to compare it and trying to wrangle it in. Also, these governments understand that this is tax revenue. you know, people, you know, the market will find water. It's water. You know, people will leave markets if taxes are too high. And it, you know, also is a barrier to entry if people want to come into market. It is a fine, function of economics in that space to make taxes and on your home and properties, find that level of water and be able to help, residents and the government establishments themselves, these communities function. So study found that Miami is the city with the largest disparity between longtime homeowners and recent homeowners pay. The median value in that city in 2003 for a recent purchase would pay nearly three times more than someone who purchased the exact home 12 or more years ago. So you can see there, you know, this impact that it has three times more if purchased, you know, more recently than 12 years ago. So this is not new. This is happening across the country. Six other cities found facing the same dilemma with tax rates averaging, you know, not three times like in Miami, but two times. And so a lot of things going on in the tax assessment area. And, you know, this is really important for you guys to know, to check your tax statements and be able to understand and look at, you know, what's going on and compare it and, you know, ask the people that serve in your government if you have questions in regards to that. This is Jeff Stanislow, your host of That Is Good to Know, and we'll be right back concluding today's episode. As we finish up for today, I kind of wanted to take a look at some positive news. The 2024 Fast 50 has been announced and they're taking center stage. Let's take a look at some of the companies that are part of this Fast 50. It's done for you by the Tampa Bay Business Journal and working through RSM and several other core sponsors, including Hancock Whitney. Lots of great things going on here in regards to the fastest growing companies in Tampa. And let's take a look. We've got Kitchen and Bath, Global Ordnance, Baldwin Roofing Company, Incline Marketing, Fly USA. We've got Insight Assurance, Rhythm Healthcare, Medovent Solutions, Next Level Brands and Hospitality, Management Consulting of America. We got Isocrates, Progressive Dental Marketing, Dolman Law Group, RPM Realty Investments, Matrix Hormones. We got Honey Fund, Imperium Data, Brundage Group, and many, many more. Tampa, this is all I got for you today. This is your host, Jeff Stanislow. From That Is Good to Know. I hope you enjoyed your time with here this weekend. Tune in Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 10 right here on AM 1040 Tampa Bay. We again appreciate you listening, and thanks again to Faithful Delivery Services for supporting our great organization. And we look forward to being back next week. Thank you, Tampa.